This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming back. We're continuing Daf HaShavua, Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin, Dalet Amud Aleph. We start Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph discussed the following issue. They asked Rav Sheshes, can an Oral partake of Maaser Sheni? Do we learn out from Pesach? Do we not learn out from Pesach? And the Gemara basically wanted to bring a proof that from the fact that we have a Mishnah that it says that there are commonalities of Truma and Bikurim that do not exist by Maaser, that why didn't it list another commonality? Arel is Aser b'Truma and Bikurim, but is Mutter in Maaser, must be Arel is Aser in Maaser. And the Gemara said, Tana v'Shayer, because the Seifa left out other commonalities of Maaser and Bikurim. So now, that's a little bit funny, and we pointed this out on Shabbos, actually. Because, what do you mean? Tana v'Shayer in the Reisha! You know why? Because in the Seifa left out other cases. Well, what is the Seifa? What does the next Mishnah got to do with it? We have a question about Maaser, and if Maaser and Arel is allowed to partake of Maaser Sheni, then why wouldn't the first Mishnah discuss that commonality between Truma and Bikurim? Say, well, because the other Mishnah left out other cases. Good for the other Mishnah, but this Mishnah maybe is precise. So Rav Ashi is now saying even the first Mishnah is not is Tana v'Shayer. Am Rav Ashi Mereisha Nami Shmat Mineh. Rav Ashi said from the Reisha also we can infer from the Tana v'Shayer. The ratio is also Tana v'Shayer. Midoloi katani. From the fact that it doesn't say v'noyagin b'shar shnei shavua, from the fact that the ratio didn't say that truma and right, what did the ratio that truma and bikurim apply in all years of the shmita cycle? And Maaser Sheni is only noyeg in the third and sixth year. And ve'en lahem pidyon and truma and bikurim cannot be redeemed as opposed to Maaser Sheni, v'ashen kim b'maaser. So once it left out that commonality between truma and bikurim, it may have left out the commonality that an arel is usher and by Maaser Sheni an arel is mutter shmamina. So that proves that Tana v'Shayer in the Reisha. So now we're discussing this inyan, namely the inyan of whether an arel is allowed to partake of Maaser Sheni. Tashma nishtairu b'yitzitza ma'akim samila. If let's say strands of flesh remained that are ma'akiv the mila, hareza eino oichal b'shum v'loy b'pesach v'loy b'kodshim v'loy b'maaser. You can't eat not of truma. You can't eat from the Karm Pesach. You can't eat from kodshim. And you can't eat from Maaser. My love, Maaser Dagon. Are we not talking about Maaser Dagon? Loi, Maaser Behema. In other words, we have this Braisa, and it says somebody who has Tzitzin HaMa'akvin HaSamila, they can't partake of Truma, Pesach, Kodshim, and Maaser. Isn't Maaser here Maaser Dagon, which is Maaser Sheni? Loi Maaser Behema. It's referring to Maaser Behema, which is basically Maaser Behema is basically a type of carbon. But maybe Maaser Sheni and Arel could partake of. Says Gemara, Maaser Behema Hainu Kodshim. Maaser Behema is Kodshim. Maaser Behema is Kodshim. So why would it have to say, how could you say Maaser is Maaser Behema? Maaser Behema is the same as Kodshim. So it must be then that Maaser Behema refers to Maaser Sheni. Says Gemara, Ula Tameich, and even according to you that refers to Maaser Sheni. Anyway, it's repetitive. Miloi Tanan Pesach Uktani Kodshim. It says Pesach and it says Kodshim, which are both forms of Kodshim. So once we say Pesach and Kodshim, maybe Maaser refers to Maaser Behema. Says the Gemara, no. Bishlama Pesach v'kachim tzrichi. Bishlama Pesach and kachim, we need both of them. Di Tana Pesach. If it would just say carbon Pesach, mishum da'arelus b'pesach k'siva. It says explicitly in the context of the carbon Pesach, an arel cannot partake of the carbon Pesach. Avol kachim, but by kachim emaloi. I would say not, and therefore it has to say kachim. Vi Tana kachim, and if it would just teach kachim, hava amina, I would have thought my kachim. What does kachim refer to? Pesach. Ella maser behimo lomali. What do I need maser behimo for? In other words, if it would just say Kodshim, I would say Kodshim is referring to Pesach. But why do I need Meiser Behema? It must be, it's referring to Meiser Sheni. No! Ela Meiser Rishon, it's referring to Meiser Rishon, that an RL can't eat Meiser Rishon. Now, why would an RL not be able to eat Meiser Rishon? A Zar is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. V'Rab Meir, this is in accordance with Rab Meir, the Omar. Rav Meir holds, Maser Rishon Aser Lazarim. Maser Rishon is Aser to a Zar. Rav Meir is of the opinion only a Levi is allowed to eat Maser Rishon. It's like Kodshim in a sense. And if it's going according to a Meir, you can make the case the same way only a Zar, only a Levi could eat Maser Rishon, only a Mahol perhaps could eat Maser Rishon and not a Arel. So we still don't have a proof that a RL is not allowed to eat Maser Sheni, because the Maser referred to here is not Maser Sheni, but Maser Rishon. Tashma, come in here. Again, we're trying to prove Rav Shesha Sashayla whether an RL is allowed to eat Maser Sheni. Midetani Rav Chia Bar Rav Midifti. From the fact that Rav Chia Bar Rav Midifti taught, RL Asur B'Shtei Masrois, an RL is Aser in two Masrois. My love, Echod Meiser Dagon ve'Echod Meiser Behima. From the fact that Rav Chia Bar Rav Midifti taught, an RL is Aser in two Masrois. What are these two Masrois? And one is Meiser Sheni, Meiser Dagon ve'Echod Meiser Behima. So Gemara says, no, Hachanami, Maser Rishon. Here also it's Maser Rishon. Rav Meir, and it's Rav Meir. Tashma, come in here. Oinein Osur B'Maser. Come in here. And Oinein is Osur and Maser. Umutter b'truma. An oinein cannot partake of Maaser Sheni. But an oinein is allowed to partake of truma, and an oinein is allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Tvol yoim. Now, there are really two kinds of tvol yoims. There's someone who touches a sharetz, who goes to the mikvah and is waiting Harav Shemesh. And there's someone who has a more chamer dikatuma, like a metzaira or a zav, who goes to the mikvah. And even after Harav Shemesh, still is what is called Mechusar Kippurim, has to bring a carbon. Now, when we talk about a Tful Yoim here, we're talking about the former. Namely, all they are waiting is Harav Shemesh. They're not waiting any carbonai. So Tful Yoim Aser B'Truma. Tful Yoim is Aser B'Truma. That's the first Mishnah in Brachos, right? Mishah Shekoyhanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasam. Umutar B'Para. That's what we had on the top of Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, that a Tful Yoim is allowed to sprinkle the ashes of Parah Aduma. Uve Meiser, and a Tful Yoim is permitted in Meiser Sheni. Mechusar Kippurim, that's someone who has a Tuma and is waiting Karbanois. Asur Bapara is prohibited in the Parah Aduma. Umutar B'Truma is permitted in Truma. Uve Meiser. Now, if a RL is mutter in Meiser Sheni, v'misa nisni RL Aser b'tshuma umoter b'paru v'maiser. Why do we say that mechusar kippurim is aser b'paru and is moter b'tshuma v'maiser? Why we should also say arel is aser b'tshuma umoter b'paru v'maiser? So that indicates that an arel is aser b'maiser. Because it was mutter b'maiser, it should have said mechusar kippurim is aser b'para, and his mutter b'tshuma b'maiser must be an arel's aser b'maiser. Says the Gemara, hai tana debei Rabbi Akiva hi. This tana is the academy of Rabbi Akiva. Demar bile la'arel ketame, who includes an arel like a tamei. Meaning, this tana goes like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the reason it didn't say an arel is aser b'tshuma is mutter b'para v'maiser is not because it's aser b'maiser, it's because it's aser b'para. An arel is aser b'para. According to Rabbi Akiva, an arel is like a tamei. So the same way an arel, a tamei is aser b'para, an arel is aser b'para. Hai tana de Rabbi Akiva here. De marv la arel ketamei. Tana Rabbi Akiva. Omer ishish l'rabbi sasa arel. Now, uman tana de palagale de Rabbi Akiva. Which tana argues on Rabbi Akiva? Tana de Rabbi Yosef Habavli hi. It's the tana Rabbi Yosef Habavli. The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Sreifas oinen. Umechusar kippurim. Keshera. In other words, sarfa oinein mechusar kippurim. If the paro was burnt by an oinein or mechusar kippurim, it's kshera. Now we just learned before that mechusar kippurim is aser bepara. Right? We have in the braisa before mechusar kippurim is aser bepara. Because, and here we're saying sarfa oinein mechusarim kshera. Now, if Mechusar Kippurim is Keshera, then L'chaira, if Mechusar Kippurim is Keshera in the Parah Aduma, L'chaira, the Arel is also. Rashi says, when we say, Tana de Yosef Habavli, meaning the Tanakama of Yosef Habavli, who says Mechusar Kippurim is kosher bapara. And if he argues about Mechusar Kippurim, you could say he argues about Arel as well, which is somewhat of a stretch. Meaning just because he holds Mechusar Kippurim could sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma, why would that mean that that an Arel could sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma? Says Gemara, V'af Rabbi Yitzcha, okay, Rabbi Yosef Habavli, Omer Oinein Keshera, and Oinein is kosher to sprinkle the ashes of the Paradum of Mechusar Kippurim Sula. V'af Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, Arel, Aser B'Maiser. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak holds, and Arel is Aser in Maiser Sheni. So, this is another opinion that not only Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yitzchak holds, and Arel is Aser B'Maiser. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin la'arol sha'asa b'maiser. How do we know an arol is aser and maiser sheni? Ne'emar mimenu b'maiser. It says mimenu by maiser. V'ne'emar mimenu b'pesach. Ma mimenu omer b'pesach arol aser. But just like when it says mimenu by pesach and arol is aser, af mimenu omer b'maiser arol aser by. So basically we're making a gzeir shava mimenu from pesach. Now we've already established that in order to make a gzeir shava, the word has to be extra. Mufni, this word mimenu must be extra. De'iloi mufni, because if it's not extra, ikol mifrach, you could ask, ma le pesach shekein chayovin olav mishum pigol. Pesach, maybe, in Arel is Aser, because you chayv pigol for the Pesach, v'noisar, v'tameh, as opposed to Maisar Sheni. Says Gemara, lie, yes, indeed, afnu yimufni. It's extra. Says Gemara, my mufna. How is it extra? Amarava Amrabi Yitzchak, tlosu mimenu ksivu b'Pesach. 3 times it says mimenu by Pesach. It says, al toichlu mimenu na. Then it says, v'loy soysru mimenu ad boiker. Then it says, anosu mimenu ad boiker. Chad l'gufei, one is for the Pesach it says, itself. Meaning to say that the din, that you can eat it raw, only applies to the Pesach and not to Matzah Amara. V'chad l'gzeira shava, and one is extra for the gzeira shava. V'chad, and one, l'man d'amar ba'a kasav liten asse acher loisase. It says don't leave it over till the morning, and whatever's left over the morning, you should burn. That's something called lav hanitik la'aseh. There's a lav to leave it over, and there's an aseh to correct it. If you did leave it over, you burn it. Now, you don't get malchus for a lav hanitik la'aseh. Now, you wouldn't think you need to write an aseh to stop us from giving malchus, because it's not a lav sheyesh by maisa anyway. Leaving over the Karim Pesach is not a lav that involves an act. So this Tana holds that you could give Malkus for a lav she'im boi maisa, and therefore we need the aseh to extricate it from the category of being chayiv Malkus. So, according to that Tana, that it's given as an aseh after the lois aseh, so aydi d'chsiv noisar k'siv mimenu, earlier in the puzzle says lois menu aboiker, v'ha noisar, it's sort of, since it's going on a correction of the first part of the pasuk, it's appropriate to say mimenu. Ulaman da amar, and according to the other man da amar that says, well, we don't need an asay to make you not chayiv malchus because it's a lav she'im by maisa anyway. But it's, you know, the Torah says don't leave it over till the morning, and that which is left over to the morning, you gotta burn. Why does it have to say that which is left over to the morning? It already said, don't leave it over to the morning. It could say, don't leave it over to morning, and that which is left over, you should burn. Why does it have to say, and that which is left over to the morning? It's to point out that when we say that which is left over to the morning, it's not the next morning, it's the morning after that, that we don't burn noisar on Yom Tov. So according to that opinion, the reason why it says a second time, ad boiker, is to give an additional morning for the burning. So it says mimenu, referring to that. Lamanda amar liten lay boiker sheni l'sre fasai, aydi d'chsiv ad boiker k'siv nami mimenu. So we already explained that the one of the mimenus by Pesach is extra. T'lasa mimenu k'siv b'maiser. 3 times it says mimenu by maiser. It says lo yachalti ba'oini mimenu. V'loy b'yarti mimenu b'tamei. V'loy nasati mimenu l'meis. Chad l'gufei, one for it itself. I'm not sure what that refers to. What's the l'gufei by Maser? One to teach that you can't eat Maser Shani b'tuma, b'aninus. But I'm not sure why the Torah has to say mimenu. What would I think it's talking about? But it's going on the halacha that you can't eat the ma'aser b'aninus. V'chad l'drabe avo amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now what's Rabbi avo amar Rabbi Yochanan? We had this on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, that truma, you're allowed to burn b'tuma. V'loy bi'arti mimenu b'tame, but truma you could burn. V'chad l'dereish lakish, am reish lakish, am rab samya, minayin l'maisa sheni shenitma shemutu l'saycha. How do you know, maisa sheni, that got tame, you could smear yourself with it? Shenemar, v'loy nasati mimenu l'meis. I didn't put from it on a dead body. L'meisu d'loy nasati. I didn't use it for a mess. But when it's tameh, halachai dumya demes, for a living person, similar to what you would do with the mace, you could put it. Eze davar shesha b'chayim v'meisim. What's something that is a equal use for the living and the dead? Havayomer zusicha. That's smearing. So that shows that your latter shmir, meiser shein that became tamei, you could anoint with it. Because it says, I didn't use it for a mace, but for a chai, you could use to shmir it. Maskifla marzutra, marzutra asks, ve'ema likach loy orayin v'tachrichim. Maybe what it means is, loy, nasati menu lemeis. Maybe it doesn't mean I didn't smear it on the mace, but I didn't use it as a coffin or a burial shrouds. So, Amrav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, you know what it means? You know why I can't mean that? Because it says, Loi nosati mimenu. I didn't use the oil itself for a mace. I didn't use the Meiser Sheni itself. Not that I didn't use it to buy something for the mace. I didn't use it itself for the mace. But that implies for a chai you could use. Migufay, from it itself. That's the drasha Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Ashi Amar, Loi nosati dumya dolo yachalti. I did not place similar to the, I did not eat. Just like eating is the item itself. Malahalan migufay, avkam migufay. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, it's now only extra on one side. And there's an opinion that when it's only extra on one side of Zer Shava, you could ask a percha, and there is a percha here. Namely that Pesach is much more chamor than Maser Sheni. So you can learn out from Pesach, oh, just like Pesach, Orel Aser Boy, by Maser Orel Aser Boy, because you could ask a pircha. Says Gemara, "Vakati mufna mitzarechad." It's only extra on one side. Who hanich lemandamra lemeidin? Vein meshiva. This is good according to mandamra that we could learn out when it's extra on one side. And you can't ask a pircha lemandamra lemeidin. Vein meshiva according to mandamra that you could learn out, and you could still ask a pircha mayikalameimar. So the Gemara frees up another mimenu by meiser, and the Gemara says the drasha of hach de Rabbi Avo. That drasha of Rabbi Avo that you're allowed to burn Truma mituma, because only Maaser Sheni betuma you can't burn, but Truma you could burn. That I could learn mid Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravua Nafka. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravua Maidichsev. What does the pasuk mean? That God said, "Anvani hine nasati lechas mishmeres Truma isai," and I behold, I have given you the guard, the watching of my Truma. B'shtei trumais hakasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about two trumais. Achas truma tahira. One is pure truma. V'achas truma tamea. One is impure truma. V'amar Rachmana, and the merciful one said, meaning God is saying, I'm giving you the use of two trumais. Truma tahira and truma tamea. And the merciful one said, L'cha, they're for you. Shalcha tehe, they should be for you. Lahasaka, to use for firewood, tachas tavshilach, under your dish, under your cooking. Meaning God says, I give you the use of two trumais, truma tahira and truma tameya. Truma tahira to eat, truma tameya to burn. So now I don't need mimenu anymore to say that I can't burn maaser sheni betuma, but I could burn truma. I could learn truma from ba'ani hinei nasati lecha es mishmer truma sai. And memela, it comes out that I can free up mimenu, and the gzer shel is mufna mishnei tzadim, and I can learn out from the carbon pesach, just like an aral cannot partake of the carbon pesach, an aral cannot partake of maaser sheni. That shall conclude daf ayin dalet amud aleph for this evening. I appreciate you bearing with me tonight, and bracha v'hatzlacha. Hope tomorrow regular time 9:15. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you very much. Kol tov. If anybody wants, the Sefer is now available. If you want to come visit here in Cedarhurst, be happy to get it to you. Kol tov, everyone. Be well. Or you could order it online. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.